if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
sit down and eat.
Okay, so then he went ahead and
ate.
Or what down?
Sit down.
And you say no one else was standing because they had all
had been seated.
Or they had all what?
Sit down.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say no thank you, I don't
care for it. I don't care for it.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been
reheated.
Okay. What would you call reheated food?
Leftovers.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
chew it.
He couldn't chew it.
He couldn't swallow it.
And do you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to him? You tell him, just go ahead and
help himself.
So he went ahead and
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already
been saved.
Or he had already
helped himself.
Did you ever hear people say hope? He hoped
himself? Yeah.
Who would say that?
I hear that a lot more here lately
than
I've ever heard in my life.
How do you hear people use that?
Yeah, even memories. He hoped me, will you hope me? And they just use it. It's a slang, and as far as I'm concerned, but I've heard it used lately more than I ever have.
It's more modern than
yeah.
Old-fashioned. What would you call something that people eat for breakfast? It's white, it's been ground up real fine.
Grits, cream of wheat.
Okay. And something that people make out of corn, they soak it in lye and get the
hull off.
Uh-huh. And what would they call it?
Harmony.
Huh?
Harmony.
Okay. Did your family ever make that?
No, never me.
You just had it from the store?
Yeah, by the kitchen.
If something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say to someone, would you just, what's that?
Smell, and get a whiff of that food.
Okay. And you'd say, this isn't imitation maple syrup, this is
pure.
Or this is
solid.
Or this is
genuine.
Okay. And a sweet spread you can put on toast or biscuits in the morning.
Jelly.
And what you season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
And when sugar was sold way to you out of the barrel, you'd say it was sold to you how?
About a pound.
Okay. And if you were buying something several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it in?
Bulk.
And if there's a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you?
He'd ask me, could he have one?
Okay, how would he ask that?
Could he have an apple?
And you'd say, he doesn't live here, he lives way
over on the other side of town.
Okay, do you ever say over yonder or yonder?
Yeah, over yonder, yeah.
And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say, you're not rich, you're
broke.
Or if you've never had money, you're
poor.
You say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child, what, father was rich.
Yeah.
Next door was a child.
Whose father was rich.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you call that a peach
orchard.
And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He points to someone else and say, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
And you leave an apple lying around the skin, that it'll dry up, and say the skin of that dried apple was all, and get smaller, and say it was all.
Oh, no.